EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short, ETU, Element 4, the language of ETU. Video lecture, lexical aspects of ETU. My name is Sergio Hernandez Garrido from the University of Hildesheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about lexical aspects of Easy to Understand Language. How we have been doing in this unit, we will depart from easy language and then move towards plain language. General characteristics of easy language vocabulary. Unknown words are a hazard for comprehensibility. Therefore, easy language uses the central vocabulary of a natural language. The words that may be used have the following characteristics. They are short, accurate, and frequently used. They occur in everyday language and can be assumed as known by the groups. They are learned early in life or in the process of secondary language acquisition, and they are unlearned late in case of language degradation processes, like dementia. Words that do not match this list will have to be explained or exemplified in the text. Words cannot be presupposed as known if they do not occur in the everyday life of the users. This is often the case for experts and for expert texts of all kinds, for example, on legal or health issues. But there are exceptions. People with disabilities often have knowledge on the discourse around disability and often know lexical items on this topic that go beyond average basic vocabulary, as this topic belongs to their everyday lives. Explanations and exemplifications of vocabulary. Vocabulary that is presumed to be unknown to the users has to be explained or exemplified. This is especially true for printed or online written texts. Easy language in time-based media formats might have other requirements. Subtitles, for example, do not always allow for word explanations due to their restriction of time and space. In any text format, the number of explanations given in a single text must be limited and must comply to the processing capacity of the users. This processing capacity may be limited due to their condition, for example, due to a cognitive impairment. Explanations can be given in or against the reading direction. In reading direction means the unknown word comes first and is followed by the explanation. For example, the festival was in Hanover. Hanover is a town in northern Germany. Against reading direction means a concept is explained in the text and the term is given in the end. The reader has to find the explanation of a term in what was said before. Thus, the reading direction changes. For example, perhaps your arms and legs feel stiff or your muscles are aching. The doctor calls this rigor. Explanations can be singled out from the text through the layout, for example, with indents, like in the case of the Hanover example, or through text boxes. In online texts, there are other possibilities, like mouse over boxes or drop-down lists. Avoid synonyms. Easy to understand language avoids synonyms. The same concepts are rendered with the same words. This is also true for verbs and text connectors. Always use therefore to express causality. Do not exchange therefore with that's why or hence. Stylistic variation is no strategy to be followed for easy language. To use the same words for the same concepts reduce the processing effort for the users. What to do about metaphors? Metaphors are linguistic images that illustrate certain concepts. In standard text, they are often used as stylistic elements. Metaphors may not be used in easy language if they are not known to the users and are not intuitively clear from the text content. On the other hand, metaphors may be used if they allow the users to concretely grasp abstract content. For example, plain language is a metaphor. Plain literally refers to a surface that is even. Plain, as in plain language, is used metaphorically and means without heights and depths, very simple and straightforward. Nonetheless, this metaphor is easy to understand and illustrates well the concept to make complex content accessible. In this case, the metaphor makes an abstract concept, that is, the degree of complexity of a language, easy to grasp. To smell a rat, in the meaning of to become suspicious, is also a metaphor, but in order to understand it, it has to be learned. Its meaning cannot be derived directly from the text, and it may thus cause difficulties. Such metaphors are only used if central for the text. These rules also generally apply for plain language, but a bigger range of vocabulary can be presupposed as known by the intended audience. With this slide, we end this presentation about lexical aspects of E2U. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Cristiane Mas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at isit@unihildesheim.de.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education program, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.